Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshiped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services by the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities. But it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit of the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, to another faith, the same and the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. The word of the Lord.
Glory
to you, Lord Christ.
the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you know that you have been suspended? I'll repeat the question. Did you know that you have been suspended? On Friday, I was watching one of the cable news programs when the scroll that goes across the bottom of the screen caught my attention. It read, "Archbishops of the Worldwide Anglican Communion vote to suspend the entire U.S. Episcopal Church over its embrace of same-sex marriage." What? Suspended? Well, it was a classic case of misstatement by the news media. This is what really happened. Last Thursday, January the 14th, the primates of the Anglican Communion, representing the 85 million Christians who are historically linked to the Church of England, took the following action. The majority of Anglican primates ask that the Episcopal Church, for a period of 3 years, no longer represent us on ecumenical and interfaith bodies, should not be appointed or elected to an internal standing committee, and that while participating in the internal bodies of the Anglican Communion, they will not take part in decision-making on any issues pertaining to doctrine or polity. Expressing their unanimous desire to walk together, the primates said that their call comes in response to the decision by the Episcopal Church's General Convention last June to change canonical language that defines marriage as being between a man and a woman and authorize two new marriage rites with language allowing them to be used by same-sex or opposite-sex couples. So, the entire Episcopal Church was not suspended from the Anglican Communion. Rather, for 3 years, we're not going to be involved in some of the decision-making of the communion. I have a letter from our bishop that will be given to you after church in which he says, "We've been told to go stand in the corner." Or as someone wrote to me on Facebook on Friday or Saturday, "Only in the Anglican Communion is not serving on committees for a time considered real punishment." Before Thursday's vote, Presiding Bishop Curry said this, "Many of us have committed ourselves and our church to being a house of prayer for all people, as the Bible says, where all are truly welcome. Our commitment to be an inclusive church is not based on social theory or capitulation to the ways of the culture, but on our belief that the outstretched arms of Jesus on the cross are a sign of the very love of God reaching out to us all." He goes on to say, "While I understand that many disagree with us, our decision regarding marriage is based on the belief that the words of the Apostle Paul to the Galatians are true for the church today. All who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, for all are one in Christ." For so many who are committed to following Jesus in the way of love and being a church that lives that love, this decision will bring real pain. For fellow disciples of Jesus in our church who are gay or lesbian, this will bring more pain. For many who have felt and been rejected by the church because of who they are, for many who have felt and been rejected by families and communities, our church opening itself in love was a sign of hope. and this will add pain on top of pain. Bishop Curry told the primates that he was in no sense comparing his own pain to theirs, but he said this, "I stand before you as your brother. I stand before you as a descendant of African slaves, stolen from their native land, enslaved in bitter bondage, and then, even after emancipation, segregated and excluded in church and society." And this conjures up that again and brings pain. He went on to say this, "The pain for many will be real, but God is greater than anything. I love Jesus, and I love the church. I am a Christian in the Anglican way, and like you, as we have said in this meeting, I am committed to walking together with you as fellow primates in the Anglican family." My friends, we are blessed to have such a holy man as our presiding bishop. He is genuinely turning the other cheek. He is not threatening to walk away. He is pledging our church to walk together with all the primates of the Anglican Communion. Now, let's face it. Most of us don't think often about the Anglican Communion, if at all. But we are a part of this widely diverse communion of national churches around the world. The majority of Anglicans live in Africa, and they face difficulties and dangers you and I can only imagine. So it's important for us to put this in a global context. In an editorial in Christianity Today on Friday, this was written. In countries like this in Africa, the church could not retain a credible force in the way it is needed, effective in social action and promoting health care, if it were suddenly to come out campaigning for gay rights. These provinces confront problems on a scale unimaginable to us. In some far-off parishes in the developing world, they do not even have churches. Buildings are demolished by forces hostile to Christianity. And then tents set up to replace them are demolished too. With diseases such as AIDS still rampant and terrifying levels of violence and lawlessness in places, some of these provinces benefit from the muscle of the Anglican Communion behind their communities. My friends, this beloved Episcopal Church of ours has changed in many ways in the last 40 years. Prayer book revision, ordination of women, and now a new openness and welcome of our gay brothers and sisters. What does that mean to us here at St. Thaddeus? Our life will go on together in this parish. The actions of the primates, while troublesome, are not devastating. In the letter our Bishop Young has written to us, you will read that he said he equates this with being told to go stand in the corner. Life will go on. The sacraments celebrated, the gospel preached, and God's love made tangible and real. We will continue to welcome all, everyone, to this community of faith. The Holy Spirit is at work. The Spirit is calling us, and we are responding to be more accepting and embracing of all people. In this season of Epiphany, we hear again the ways in which God's grace has been made known. I pray that we will continue to be surprised by his love and his acceptance of us all. Amen.
Chosen and priestly people, let us pray for the needs of the church and the world, saying, O gracious Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the people of God, loved wholly by God and sent to be a light in the world. O gracious Lord,
hear our prayer.
For leaders of nations and for those who serve us in governments, that all people may work for peace and justice. O gracious Lord,
hear our prayer.
For all who are persecuted, shunned, neglected, or rejected because of prejudice, that they may find welcoming love in our community of faith. O gracious Lord,
hear our prayer.
For all families, that they may share in the joy and love of God for all. O gracious Lord,
hear our prayer.
For all members of our community, that we may recognize the gifts we have received from the Spirit and use them freely for the good of all. O gracious Lord,
hear our prayer.
For the sick, especially those on our prayer list, including Margaret, Jean, Steve,
Nicole,
J.R.,
Jerome,
Blair,
Michelle,
Harry,
Joan,
Kevin,
Paul,
Marie,
Colton,
Chuck,
Jimmy,
Martha,
Renee,
Russell,
Jaden,
Brent,
Ryan,
Teddy,
Richard,
Wendell,
Graham,
Jeff,
Regina,
Ruth,
James,
Aldrin,
Irene,
Larry,
Joyce,
Michael,
Pat,
Joe,
Debbie,
Margaret,
Marcy,
LaDonna,
Jackie,
Laurel,
Pat,
Jennifer and
Victoria,
Linda,
Bobby,
Jack,
Bobby,
Gwen,
Greg,
Johnny,
Shay,
Hammer,
Eddie and Diane,
Bob,
Randall,
Katie,
John and Bailey,
John
Porter Jr.
That your healing power will be at work in them. O gracious Lord,
hear our prayer.
Are there any others? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating a birthday this week, especially Edwina Cohen, Daniel Nemec, Robert Haga III, and Sean Simon. Holy God, lover of the human family and helper of all in need, hear the prayers that we offer in faith and strengthen us in your love. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us affirm our faith with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God,
light from light,
true God from true God.
death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please be seated. At this time, we will commission the new vestry for 2016, and I'd ask them to come forward. Just stand across here, please. Elected this past Tuesday, our new senior warden, Jerry, our new junior warden, Jim, our clerk, Sally, and Gaines, our treasurer ex officio, unable to be here this morning. If you'd face me, please. Because you've been elected to the vestry, this congregation entrusts to you the ministry of leadership and believes that you are ready to exercise your ministry to the honor of God and the well-being of His church. You have been called to a ministry in this congregation. Will you, as long as you are engaged in this work, perform it with diligence?
I will.
Will you faithfully and reverently execute the duties of your ministry to the honor of God and the benefit of the members of this congregation?
Amen.
Let us pray. O eternal God, the foundation of all wisdom and the source of all courage, enlighten with your grace the wardens and vestry of this congregation, and so rule their minds and guide their counsels, that in all things they may seek your glory and promote the mission of your church through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of God and of this congregation, I commission you as wardens and vestry in St. Thaddeus. Amen. It is appropriate for you to applaud. And if you would stand, please. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Peace be with you. Peace. 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 peace be with you. Several announcements to which I would call your attention. First and foremost, of course, our new vestry. They need not only your congratulations, but your support as they begin their year in leadership of this parish. Especially want to say a word of appreciation to our new senior warden, Jerry, and our junior warden, Jim. I appreciate your willingness to serve in these capacities. Would remind you that due to the King holiday, the parish offices are closed tomorrow. Also, please pick up our bishop's letter to you concerning the action of the Anglican Communion primates as you leave church today. Are there any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Lord, be it from now on,
This Holy Eucharist is offered to the glory of God with special intention for prayers for Martin Luther King. Let us pray. Almighty God, by the hand of Moses, your servant, you led your people out of slavery and made them free at last. Grant that your church, following the example of your prophet Martin Luther King, may resist oppression in the name of your love, and may secure for all your children the blessed liberty of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and a good thing.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who led the wise men by the shining of the star to find the Christ, the light from light, lead you also in your pilgrimage to find the Lord. Amen. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit to rest upon the only begotten at his baptism in the Jordan River, pour out that Spirit on you who have come to the waters of new birth. Amen. May God, by the power that turned water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana, transform your lives and make glad your hearts.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.